Tavares behind the net. Coming out in front. John scores! John Tavares! They finally caught lightning in a bottle! And the Maple Leafs have broken the 19-year curse!
We did it!
Yeah! We did it! We did the thing!
Round two.
We freaking did it. We freaking beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa. Are you kidding me? Game six, the Toronto Maple Leafs, your Toronto Maple Leafs, are going to the second round to face, who knows? What is even happening here?
In overtime. It was
I literally
overtime.
Have not seen more than seven playoff games in a Maple Leaf sweater in one season. And I don't know, my entire freaking life, basically. And it's happening now. The Toronto Maple Leafs just won. Like, what? What are we even talking about here? What do we say?
We got the bounces went our way. We were the referee calls went our way for like the first time in history. Life is good.
You could start a new list, Tim. This is the list of good referees. It now has two of them on it.
It did feel that way, man. For a lot of the game. Like, there was a it wasn't, I want to say maybe three power plays per team or something. Well, actually, hang on. I told myself I'd actually get the stat sheet up this game because I've been just a hot disaster.
Well, there were two. I believe that each team had two power plays. Each team could have had at least 10 power plays. There were some ridiculous, like, non-whistles. But
even.
You know what? You could argue probably on either side that there were some missed calls. It was just good hockey game. It was good back and forth, tight game the whole way through. Overtime, which is the only way that this could end for a tight series like this. Three of the games went to overtime, half of them, which seems outrageous. And once again, Leafs come out on top. The captain gets it done.
John Tavares, Johnny Toronto, saves all of Leafs Nation. I've just watching like that goal over and over and over again, watching Tavares' reaction and Keith's reaction and Dubas' reaction is like my reaction.
I don't know. It was amazing. Ugh. So I guess let's talk a little bit about the game, right? So I can't think of who I was listening to, and they were talking about like these final two games, similar to last year, like this is where the Tampa Bay Lightning, specifically Andrei Vasilevsky, is gonna button it down. Like you know, the Leafs in the past series scored lots of goals every single game, but not games 5 and 6. They lose both of them and the series is over. And really, I mean, that's how this game went. I mean, it's a final score of 2-1. Wait, 2-1. Yeah. 2-1. I'm still just like buzzing. And that was the game though, right? Like, completely scoreless through the entire first period, and it was feeling like it was going to be that the entire game. But then who other than Austin Matthews comes in the second period with just an absolute beauty on a shift where he probably had three shots total anyway, for his fifth goal in six games.
Man, Matthews looked really good tonight. Like, You could tell. He was like, no more. This is the last year. We're out in the first round. I'm doing this.
That first period was the first period in six games that there wasn't a goal scored by either team. Like, every other period had something happen. So as soon as it ended, you could just feel it, that this game is going to be won and lost by the difference makers, by the people who are going to come in and be factors, like an O'Reilly factor in the game. And Austin Matthews was that factor for us. You're right, Steve. I think he took like three shots before he finally got that fourth one off that shift. He was just buzzing around that zone. And Tampa, if this happened to me, I would have thrown something through the TV. I needed one of those screensavers, I think. But Tampa could not get the puck out of their end. Brody with a great hold at the line. Gets it over to Matthews, who's calling for it. And just picks it. And that's why it's been so frustrating all these years, because we have Matthews, we have Marner, we have Nylander, Tavares, Riley. We have these players that can do that. And they just never did. They never came up in the moments we needed them most. Austin Matthews delivered tonight. Start to finish, 60-plus minute performance. It went to overtime, for crying out loud. And he earned it. He did.
So one other player that got us there, that 60-plus minute performance. Ilya Samsonov, that guy, Sammy Smiles, some fantastic saves. Some fantastic saves. Like, this game was not 0-0 or 1-1 to make an overtime because of the Leafs' stalwart defensive effort. We did have, like, a couple good plays. We can talk about the roster decisions in a bit. But Sammy Smiles, he had me smiling after a bunch of, I mean, maybe not. I was too stressed out to be like truly smiling, but he saved the game on a few plays.
It kind of needed to be that way. I feel bad that we didn't talk about it enough in the last pod, like how, I don't know. It almost felt glaring. Like the Leafs lost game five because Andre Vasilevsky stood on his head, right? And he hadn't done that in any previous series. And you go back to all these past series where the Leafs just like, we didn't get it done. And it's because we haven't had the best goalie in any of those series. And I would say at the end of this series, Ilya Samsonov has been the best goalie on balance for the entire series. And he was tonight. And that's why the Leafs won. I mean, there's a lot of other factors, but like we needed that game from Ilya Samsonov. We were not going to win tonight, and we were not going to win on Monday if Ilya Samsonov did not decide to be the best goalie that night. On the ice.
I think you're absolutely right, Steven. I think what's the most important about that whole thing is that in these last game, like you're right. These are the games that Andre Vasilevsky steals from you, that he just decides to come in and say, we are not losing this game. And for Ilya Samsonov to match that and say, no, we are not losing this game. He made unbelievable saves this game. They were on our power plays. We were letting two-on-ones and breakaways come back the other way, and he shut the door. Even when Tampa scored and made it 1-1, this is when the Leafs team in the past would crumble and fall. And he didn't. He looked steady. He looked like he was moving well in the net is what I'm trying to say. He was squaring up to the puck efficiently and he wasn't moving sporadically. It's just he looks like a veteran goaltender, and he's not. He's earned a contract. Let him stay, Dubas. Give Dubas a contract right now, and then Dubas gives Samsonov a contract.
This is what I think Dubas has had a contract for quite some time, and he's just like every Leafs playoff win, he adds a zero to the end of it.
Looked like he was about to bust out of that suit jacket. After that thing was a little too tight, and he was about to bust right out of it after Johnny T scores that goal. He was going to fight. He's going to punch Jason Spezza in the face. That was how pumped he was, which I can agree with that. Sometimes you get so pumped, you got to like fight somebody. And I don't know. That was really fun to see.
Well, in the verticality that Sheldon Keefe reached with his jump when the game was over, like he almost cleared the benches. I don't know.
Didn't feel like this thing. Tampa played really well tonight, right? Toronto played really well tonight. Like both teams just played really well tonight. But like I wouldn't have been so. It wouldn't have been just like a total shock. Like if the Lightning won tonight, it's weird because like Johnny T scores and everybody's like pumped, acting like, oh my gosh, like we've been blessed, like. Something great has happened. We're like, no, the Leafs actually worked super hard and played well in overtime when it mattered. I mean, not for all of overtime. Like Tampa definitely owned the first couple minutes. But like the Leafs deserved that goal. John Tavares deserved that goal. He was working. He sent a pass over to, I think it was Timothy Liljegren, who just like decided he was going to like skate back and not get it. Johnny T's like, all right, I'll pass it to myself. And he put the work in, put it in the back of the net. Like we deserve to be here.
Oh, and you know who else helped out on that play? Matthew Nyes, the guy with like winning puck battles. Like this guy, I saw a stat today. The Leafs 3 overtime wins in Tampa. Matthew Nyes on the ice for the game winning goal. All 3 games. The kid.
It's wild. He started the game on a line with Matthews and Nylander on our top line. This guy wasn't even in the lineup in game one. It's so fun to see this diamond in the rough, if you want to call him that, just comes out of nowhere. And man, 3 for 3 in overtime. Like, how are you not moving forward into round 2 and round 3 and round 4 and just feeling so confident in overtime, or so confident anytime? Like, we're going to win. We're going to win the whole thing.
Let's talk about the lines a little bit and kind of maybe what led to the game and I guess what was different. So
It was quite surprising what we saw for the lineups.
Yeah, so Keith listened to the Leafcast, agreed with me. I've heard several comments saying that people agreed with me and that I maybe have pressed the point a little hard, but Keith needed severe convincing. Anyways, Michael Bunting back in the lineup, obvious decision. Timothy Liljegren back in the lineup, logical decision. Justin Hall out of the lineup, also a decision. But who else came out? Not one, but two forwards. Sam Lafferty out, Zach Aston-Reese out, and we went 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. Erik Gustafsson made his playoff debut tonight. What do you guys think of that decision?
I mean, it was bananas. It was, the writing was on the wall so much that Justin Hall was not going to play in this game, right? Like, it just felt like it was a consensus, like, you know, you have to try it, right? Because even if the Leafs lost tonight, you go into game 7, whatever, maybe you decide to bring it back again, but like, we need to try something different here. I do like the idea that Sheldon Keefe, who's the biggest fan of Justin Hall, has determined that he's so good that you need two other defensemen to make up for what Justin Hall brings to the lineup. He's like, all right, Leafs Nation. All right, Tim on the Leafs cast. I'll take him out, but I'm putting in two more. But I mean, what it allows you to do when you go 11-7 is get a lot of different looks in your forward group and get different guys out there with that fourth line. And we saw that. We can tell you the planned lines, right? The planned lines were Nyes, Matthew, Nylander on the top line, Yarncrook, Tavares, Marner on the second line, Bunting, Ryan O'Reilly, Nolachari in the third line, and then Kampf and Kerfoot on the fourth line. But that was not at all what we saw throughout the game. I couldn't even tell you what the lines were half the time. And that, I mean, to a degree, like I felt like the Leafs had the advantage a lot on the ice because Tampa just, like, it's a lot harder to line match when you have no idea who you're going up against.
I mean, we had last change, so it's not even as much line matching. I guess it's like Keith was maybe a little more flexible on.
Wait, we didn't have last change. Match
for, but
not tonight.
Yeah, they had last change.
Oh, sorry.
Bit of a blender. Like the lines you just described, Steven, it's not really how the game ended. Like by the end of the game, we saw Yarncrook, Matthews, Marner out there, and Nyes was with Tavares and Nylander. So it did kind of switch up by the end of the game. But the fact that we went 11-7 was wild to think of. And I very harshly criticized the Leafs for all of the 11-7 that they did in the regular season. And I still hold to some of that criticism. If you're going 11-7, it's because you've improperly constructed your team and you have a wealth of defense and a lack of forward depth that you don't have that balance to have a proper lineup of 4 forward lines and 3 defense lines. But credit to Sheldon Keefe, who realized that he wanted to get a look at this in the regular season and gave it a long leg. I think we played like 10 or 12 games as 11-7 and had a really good record actually in the regular season with it. And they decided that they were comfortable with it enough to try it here in the playoffs. And it worked. We got the win.
I mean, like the extra defenseman, like look at the stats. Liljegren played 10 minutes. Gustafsson played 7 minutes. So not big factors. But then like you're looking at the forwards. Like, I guess we can talk about Tavares' ice time a bit. He was only down at like 16 minutes, was not a lot, including the overtime. But David Kampf also played 16 minutes. So much more balance on the forwards by playing a man down.
There was...
But I guess maybe that's why Tavares was so fresh
though, like,
for overtime.
There was Tavares, Matthews, Marner, Tavares, Matthews, Nylander, too. Like, it was just like... Some of it, like, I still just don't know if it's even the right call. Like, that's got to be so confusing as a player to, like, just constantly have no idea who you're going up against. And Gustafsson, great. He made his playoff debut. He also was the Maple Leafs defenseman on the ice for the only Tampa Bay goal tonight. So...
I didn't really notice him too much. I feel I was kind of disappointed when he was out there on the power play, and that's where you expect the most of him. Like that's really where he built up so many of those points in the accumulated regular season. He didn't do much. I don't really expect him to be back in for round 2. I think we'll probably go back to 12-6 and he'll be the odd man out. I was impressed with Liljegren. Yep. I thought he didn't look like a player who was a rookie playing in his third NHL playoff game and been sitting on the bench for the last five. He just kind of walked right in there and looked primed and ready to go. I'd more than happy welcome him back into the lineup for round two. Have I mentioned that we're going to round two?
Round two! You have to explain to me how this works. I literally just don't understand. I don't think we had internet in my house the last time the Leafs played a second round playoff games. Like, I don't even know. I do not know what's about to happen. We don't.
2004.
We don't know who we're going to play.
Nope. Boston had, going to game seven, what was like the one of the most slam dunk series? Like, Florida squeaked into the playoffs and Boston like set records of the regular season. They're going to game seven. Boston is blowing a 3-1 series lead. Who knows?
Hold on.
Who knows?
We know how tough it is to get out Boston in game seven.
I just meant they blew it because like,
we've led on Boston in game seven twice. Tampa Bay doesn't have, Florida doesn't have the same curse that Toronto does, maybe. Well, did. I am 100% rooting for Tampa Bay tomorrow, and Florida, my gosh, and I'm so excited. I mean, I don't like Matthew Tkachuk generally, but I love what he's doing to Boston and their fans, and I'm so excited to see what happens there. But honestly, I mean, I don't give a crap who wins that series. I'm so excited to play either one of them. Might as well be Boston.
Well, I'll go back to what I said. I said it before. If the Leafs get past round one, we're going all the way. Like, you telling me now, like, this feeling you have right now, are you scared of Boston or Florida at all? No! No! We're gonna mop the floor with these teams! This is the Leafs. Finally, with the monkey off their back, the pressure is lifted, we've done a thing, now we're able to just go out there and play hockey. We won this round. I don't think we're anywhere near the best. We're not the team that we even saw in the regular season from what the Leafs were doing. Our big boys were great, and Samsonov came up big, but we got a whole lot more in the tank.
And you played with a weird lineup even. Sure. Like, it was just I was thinking about it too. I know we're just kind of rambling, tangenting here a little bit, but how all these past seasons where the Leafs lost in the first round, and yes, it's unfortunate, but you know, three of those teams went to the Cup final that year, right? And who's to say that it wouldn't have been us if we wouldn't have beaten those teams? And who's to say that it would not have been Tampa Bay if we didn't beat them right here, right? Tampa Bay just whips Toronto in the final two games. And they, I mean, we'd have to see what the betting line is, right? Between like who, like, I would not have been surprised to see after like how they would have maybe closed out the series. They would be favored over Boston or Florida, whatever. But like, this is our time. This is our time.
And
it's even more our time if Boston loses. I mean, I don't give a crap who we have to play, but like, it makes sense that you'd rather play Florida than Boston. So like, if Boston loses, this is absolutely your time.
Maybe like part of me says that like, all right, we broke the, it was 4-1 curse. And now it's like, let's play Boston, beat them, say beat the Boston curse. The other part of me says like, absolutely play Florida. So the other thing that like we're gonna try and record like a round two playoff preview after tomorrow, and we know who we're playing, but Florida plays fun hockey. Like, they, those are like high scoring games, like back and forth. Like, Boston, not so much. So from a hockey viewers enjoyment, I would rather face Florida.
All right, well, let's save this for our next pod. That's out of our control. We'll find out who wins that series tomorrow. But bringing it back home to the Leafs here, I want to take some time, and I want us each to say who our three stars of the series are. Third star, second star, first star of the series. Not just this game. We did the thing. We won a round. It took us six games, three stars. I'll go first. I'll give you some. I've sprung this on you guys, so I'll go first. My third star, I'm going to give it to Ilya Samsonov. He was top notch when we need him to be. A little shaky at times, not great in game two, obviously, a bad goal in game five, but you know what? He got the job done, and that's more than you could say for any of our other guys. He stole us game three. I think his best game was game five. So he gets my third star. Second star, Mitch Marner. 11 points. He leads all players in the playoffs, I think. 11 points.
He's right there with Dreisaitl.
Just showing up when he needs to.
He only played six games, so give him a break, Tim. Respectfully.
and my first star is Austin Matthews. He showed up. And he did exactly what we needed him to do.
Five goals.
However many years.
Ryan disrespected him. I mean, I don't know. He turned it on. After the on the U.S. broadcast, they had him after the second period, I think. He looked gassed. He looked tired. That guy is out there working. Like, these aren't the old Austin Matthews, like, easy goals or that 60-goal season where, like, felt like every time he coughed or the puck, it went in the back of the net, bar down. Like, that boy is out there working hard for these goals, and he might have learned something, right? He's learning this playoff work. Mitch is learning this playoff work. I mean, how different is, like, just you saying Mitch Marner leading the playoffs in points right now, how different is this from past seasons?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Though Rupe Hintz does have one more point than Mitch Marner.
Who? But
Dallas legend.
So there's a state in the South, Ryan, Texas, and they have a team. And even though nobody gives a crap about it, and you can get like ice level seats for $16 US, they exist. Ryan,
I'll believe it when we see him.
All right,
I just love that. Tim, you want to give me your top three or what? I got mine.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like. All those like three stars not enough for how many standout performances the Leafs had this series. But number one star has to be Morgan Rielly. That guy endured so much criticism all throughout the year of saying, oh, he should be a forward. He can't play defense. He's not scoring. We will never win because he's not number one defenseman. Is he number? Anyways, it went on and on and on. That man stepped up, carried the team on his back, was a number one defenseman. Yeah. So clutch, overtime goals, power play. Morgan Rielly is the first star of the series to me.
Good.
I mean, Matthews and Marner are also up there. I want to put Ryan O'Reilly's name in the hat. Someone who like stepped in coming off an injury, like he was like noticeable on that third line, like just what he brought, that element of, usually I'm not a big proponent of like, oh, the intangibles, but like, you could see it that like when he was out there, he like blocking shots, finishing his checks, being offensive as well. Like when he was in the offensive zone, winning puck battles. And like, so I put his name up there. Samsonov, great. I'm not sure if he was quite as standout as those other guys on the list, but very impressive, Morgan Rielly.
Number three, Tim's right that it's really hard to pick and choose just three. I'm going to go with Jake McCabe. Because
He gets on the list from that hit he laid on Corey Perry.
I loved that. He was laying the boom. I mean, I saw he has the most hits in the whole series. Outside of the hits, which does appease the former Dion Phaneuf jersey owner in me. I mean, it was his defensive abilities. I mean, when I think of like the Leafs, Mitch Marner leading the playoffs in goals besides a man who apparently doesn't exist, Ryan in Dallas, Austin Matthews, 5 goals in 6 games and like these stellar offensive performances for the Leafs compared to Tampa, where you have a guy like Nikita Kucherov, who had 113 points in the regular season. I think he was like third in NHL scoring. For large portions of the series, just quiet, right? And
one goal.
Stamkos had a nice goal tonight. Braden Points had some plays. Like, it's not like these guys were completely shut down in this series, but like certainly not the factor that the Maple Leaf stars were at all. And a big part of that is Jake McCabe and the TJ Brody pair, but specifically Jake McCabe. Just like, I don't know, so impressed with Jake McCabe. So even though, like,
Especially game six. He was so good in this game clinching win. I think he led our team in both teams in minutes, right? Like he played something like 26 or 27 minutes tonight.
Well, he deserves it. Okay, so I'm looking Nikita Kucherov, he had 5 points in six games. So not like necessarily quiet as a church mouse, but I don't know, not 113 point, you know, regular season Ilya or
6 points six games.
Listen, Tim. Tim, is that all you're doing tonight, Tim? Are you just correcting Ryan and I? Ryan and I are podcasting. Would you like to join? I'm taking forever to give my top three. Number two, I'm going to go Ilya Samsonov here, and I'll go Austin Matthews number one. I mean, we've all said it. Ilya Samsonov needed to be the guy that he was tonight to win the series, and sure, a couple shaky moments, but we've needed him, and he's been just the bomb. So, and I think he's as much as the Leafs have gotten this monkey off their back, maybe Ilya Samsonov's gotten this kind of monkey off his back, and he can become that regular season Ilya Samsonov just all the way through the rest of the playoffs, right? And then, yeah, Austin Matthews, just like these last couple of games, I mean, the Leafs weren't going to win it without him, right? Like, I don't know that the Leafs would have scored the second goal tonight if he didn't get that first one and get the boys going. And just like when your best player is playing like your best player, it's scary. And I don't know, the work that he's putting out there, the way that he's kind of gotten back to that old Austin Matthews where like he's finding that space on the ice, right? He's getting the goals because he's getting these Austin Matthews type shots off because he's finding the space. In the regular season, that wasn't always the case. And so it's just like, I don't know, even though he doesn't have the same point totals as some of these other guys and whatever, just like what he did through the stretch of this playoffs or this round is just like, I don't know, amazing.
Well, you mentioned like the top players, but I think like that is a point that like earlier when we did our preview, we said like for Toronto to win, the best players have to be the best players. Like the top guys have to come through. Here's the top six players for the Leafs. We have Marner, Matthews, O'Reilly, Morgan Riley, Nylander, and then Tavares. Those are the Leafs' top six scorers. Those are the core. I don't understand how we gave three stars and didn't give any to John Tavares. That guy saved us.
Tim, I could name seven. I could give you seven hat-trick stars. I mean, like, yeah. Just no, like one of those old Mario Sunshine games where you get 8 stars per level. Give me your 8 stars. you didn't say them either, Tim. It's just coming at us.
Well, let's also give some props to Sheldon Keefe here. He pulled it out of the bag. He did. He had his back up to the wall. I guess not. We weren't necessarily facing elimination, but we started to look not great. There were some tough decisions to be made. Yes, Tim, I'll give it to you. Michael Bunting looked good in this game. Maybe Michael Bunting wouldn't have had, because I didn't see him get involved in a single after the whistle scrum.
There wasn't a lot of that stuff. Game.
He was so clean this game. And I was thinking about it during the game. I bet Keith scratching him for a game really set the message that he can't, you know, he can't do anything. He is on thin ice. If he came back in last game, you never know. He might have been fine, but you never know. And the fact that he was so clean this game, I think he did a fine job. I like the lineup that he put out this game. I hate 11-7, but it's actually okay with it for tonight. And I kind of like what he did. I don't know if we needed Gustafson, but it was all good. I like what he did. He deserved the win this series, I think.
Well, here's the thing. I'm in such a good mood after the win, I'll even agree with you. I can't say
it's a double win tonight.
It's a double win. I know Becky already figured that out. Apparently we're getting a dog. Because he's like, I'm in such a good mood, I'll say yes to everything.
Tim's getting a dog. You're gonna name, okay, which Maple Leaf you gonna name him after?
She said Johnny and Willie.
You're getting
I might have been two dogs.
Two dogs.
It's a blur, lines, okay?
It just dawned on me as the game starts and, you know, they're rolling through the lines and stuff because we were obviously buzzing on, like, these new combinations and how.
Actually, you have Johnny and Maddie.
We were six games in.
Tim's still on the dogs.
We were six games into the series, and we've been leading for whatever in the series, like the last three or something like that. And the Leafs have changed their lines every single night, and Tampa Bay, for the most part, hadn't. right? There was that couple of games that Tanner Jeannot got in. And it was just like kind of crazy to me thinking that like the Leafs, yeah, I don't know, changing the lines constantly in the playoffs feels like you're spiraling a little bit, you know? And it's just crazy that it kind of ended up working out for him.
What? I mean, Jeannot was like, he didn't play.
He
like
scratched
last
tonight.
Two games.
Five draft picks for a player that you scratched. I know there's rumors that, oh, he was hurt or whatever. All right. Who's hurt in the playoffs? Didn't like Zach Hyman play with a torn ACL in the playoffs? Give me a break. You're not hurt. Yeah. You traded five draft picks for a guy that you scratched in game six at home. Give me a break.
Well, that's where, like, let's bring it back to Kyle Dubas here, because you look at the acquisitions that he made this year at the deadline, bringing in O'Reilly and Jake McCabe, Luke Shen. Like, those three players were instrumental in us advancing to the second round, and that's not even including, like, Nola Chari, who had some big goals for us this game. Lafferty played most of the games. He wasn't necessarily the best, but he was there. Even Gustafson got into a game. Like, all these pickups that we made, even in the offseason, he took a risk and brought in Samsonov, arguably as the backup. And look at him now, advancing us to the second round. It's just good props to him. He's done it every year. He makes an amazing team. It's never worked out before. Finally, I think he'll get the credit he's due, that he built a championship team here.
And Matthew Nyes, Kyle Dubas draft pick, second round, yep. Diamond in the rough.
I mean, well, diamond. Wait, what's the rough? The state of Arizona is the rough?
The second.
Oh, yeah, I guess second round. Yeah, I was thinking about
The state of Arizona is the rough. Just anything from there, and
it is nuts. It's crazy because like we talk about how impactful he's been. He still has not scored a goal, right? He's gone from the third line to the second line to now the first line on the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's not scored a goal, but like his impact is just, he does things every single night that result in goals. And Tim, you're talking about him in these overtimes and just like, yeah, what like he's almost the best acquisition we've had.
Well, it's that he creates, right? Like, you look at Mitch Marner with his 11 points. Only two of them are goals. He has 9 assists because he's just setting up and making things happen. That's what Matthew Nyes is doing. You saw it on the overtime game-winning goal tonight. He's battling with two Tampa guys in the corner and makes a shifty little pass to Tavares, who walks out and scores the goal. That doesn't happen without Nyes. Like, just because he's not the one last one touching the puck and the guy putting it in the net, doesn't mean he's not out there making a difference on the score sheet.
Wow.
Man,
yeah, I don't know what
it.
To do with
guys
my life anymore. Like, I'm not, I obviously I have no plans, but what am I gonna, we just wait? Now we just wait?
We can watch the other teams try and do what we just did.
Now we just hang out and they'll play some more games and the Leafs are gonna play a whole nother round of hockey. And we might be on the road for the first couple games, might be at home. It's just like, this is.
I didn't even think about that. If it's Boston, we're like,
we're
road the
road
dogs, team.
Yeah.
We got to fight for a life. Man,
but
that's
it's,
true.
If,
I don't like that as much.
If it's Florida and if New York wins over Jersey, we have home ice all the way.
Carolina was still.
I forgot about them because their series has already ended.
Yeah,
and they don't matter as well.
Yeah,
I'll take Carolina. We could play Carolina on my backyard rink. All right, I'll take Carolina.
exercise the 2002 demons.
Ryan, I'll take all four games at Carolina if we can play Carolina. Thank you very much.
All right, fair enough.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Wow. Well, stay tuned for our playoff preview podcast for either Florida or Boston.
Yeah.
Might just have to like record an episode of us just like losing our minds again.
So,
I'll have to wake up tomorrow and say like, what happened?
So Sunday
last
night. Tomorrow night. Yeah, we'll find out the score of that. I assume we're getting back into action then on Tuesday.
Yeah, probably early or mid next week we'll have our first game.
I'm just thinking that we'll go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So
that would make sense.
I think they usually spread it out a little more than that.
You think so?
Maybe not. Sometimes they start the second round series before the
usually
first round.
Usually we don't care and we just check out after round one.
Everybody will be done by Monday. So yeah, it might be Wednesday. I don't know. I just expect the Leafs to play on Saturday.
Well, maybe it'll be Thursday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Can't wait. I cannot wait for more hockey. This has been an exhausting week all the same though. Like my whole body hurts. My face hurts. I can't breathe. Like my chest is just in pain right now. I do hope that we have to wait till Thursday to give me a bit of a...
And this is good for the boys too though, right? Give them some time to rest. More time than whoever their opponent's going to be. And yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Thursday would be dynamite. This first round's just been excellent. Yeah. I mean, the Leafs winning makes it the most excellent, but like,
it's exciting.
You know, we're staring at potentially four game sevens through round one. And I don't know, fun hockey. I'm excited to be a part of the second round for the first time in my adult life. And go Leafs go. Tim.
Go Leafs go.
We're wrapping up. Hey, can we? I mean, can we hear from some angry Tampa Bay Lightning fans or no? Come on.
Do it. They're going to be so salty.
This is the best part of the podcast. This is why everybody listens. Just skip to the end. Tonight. Here we go. At least we got the raise. What's number one?
The Tampa Bay
Zero
raise.
Respect for them. It's hard to beat the Leafs and the refs. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I don't even want to talk about it. Toronto wins their first playoff series in almost 20 years and don't know how to act. You're darn right we don't know how to act. Give me a break, jabroni. No, some of these are dumb. We should stop playing OT games. That would be awesome. It's just their cup drought will continue. That's it. Raise season, boys.
Oh my god!
I mean, listen, I could totally understand where any Tampa Bay fan would be coming from. Like that non-call on the high sticking at the very end of regulation was completely egregious. That was one of the worst non-calls I think I've ever seen in the playoffs, at least definitely in this round. So if they want to be salty and say that the refs gave it to us, or we got a lucky bounce in overtime, I don't care because we've been on the wrong side of those calls and those bounces every year for our adult lives. It's so satisfying. I don't care if they say it was the refs or the luck. I don't care because it was about time that we get our due.
I mean, last year, Victor Hedman grabbed a Maple Leafs player's stick and hit himself in the face to get a high stick. It all comes around, Tampa Bay Lightning fans. And I hope you guys enjoy the Rays season this year.
Great.
I hope you guys have a good time. We'll be watching playoff hockey. As the first team in the Eastern Conference to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning since before the novel coronavirus. It all comes back to COVID.
That's true.
Gross.
Second round, here we come. Here we
go. Go, Leafs, go.
We don't know what to do.
Go to sleep.
We can't sleep.